PK Subban has made his way over. We were talking about you being at the Drake concert last night. You got to meet Drake, but we were trying to figure out previous relationship or you just got to hang with him at the show. Our guess is previous relationship. You set the record straight.
Yeah, you know what? I've been very lucky and privileged enough to have a relationship with him for quite a long time now. And not just him, but his whole team of people. From Angelo to Future to CJ, Chubbs to Abby, who helps out with everything pretty much for OVO, and their whole group. So and through my manager Jill Smoller at WME, who has helped Drake, and his business. Same with Brent Smith, who have a great relationship with him, and it just kind of all tied in together. But growing up in Toronto, I was able to meet him fairly quick, and we've just kept in touch. And because he performs on the road and has so many tours over the years, I've been able to go see him. And I guess you could say that I'm just more familiar with Drake and his crew, and I was able to parlay that friendship into kind of a meet and greet for all of us post-concert, and I think the guys really enjoyed it.
You get good tickets, but Drake gets really good tickets. I mean, when I think of Drake, I always think of sporting events. He's sitting usually courtside, PK.
Yeah, exactly, and you know what? I mean, he's not just an artist. You know, he's much, much bigger than that. And I was talking about it yesterday. You know, I'd posted that video of Vince Carter during the slam dunk contest. And really, I think there's kind of two major events, or two people, rather, that change, Canada as a country and change the city of Toronto, which is now the third largest city in North America and probably one of the hottest cities to be in. Regardless of what work you're in or whether you're just moving there to live there, it's a huge city and it's a destination for everyone. And I think that started with first Vince Carter. After that dunk contest, that kind of put Toronto on the map, and then Drake just coming in and watching his career blossom and really owning the fact that he's from Canada and he's Canadian and he was born and raised in Toronto. And since he's kind of come on the scene, the city's just sort of exploded. So very, very proud of him and what he's accomplished. And he's definitely a guy you can learn from.
Don't you think he's also done a lot to promote just basketball there, just because that team's fan base, he's kind of given the fan base an identity there as they've won more games?
Oh, for sure. And, he's not just doing that because he gets paid to do it or he's an ambassador for the franchise. I mean, you see pictures of him as a young kid growing up. I mean, anybody who was a kid growing up in Toronto during that era of Vince Carter, became a basketball fan. Even if he didn't like basketball, I mean, he made it cool. He made Toronto cool. He made it cool to wear a Vince Carter jersey, even with Kobe Bryant and all these amazing players. I mean, Vince Carter at one point arguably may have been the best player in the NBA, at one point in his career, and we had him, and we took ownership of that. And so it's great to see him kind of sticking to that authenticity of where he's from and how he grew up, and really that's what's made him who he is. I mean, as much as he's embraced Toronto, it's that Canadian different style and different culture that people all over the world can embrace now.
What's his hockey knowledge? How big is he in hockey?
Well, you know what? I've never really spoken to him about hockey. I know that
he doesn't pick your brain about hockey?
Well, we've spoken about it briefly. I remember when I first met him, we talked about it because he grew up in Forest Hill and a lot of his friends played hockey or watched hockey. And even a bunch of his boys tell me that they're always using me in NHL and they're always playing video games and stuff like that. I mean, he's a big sports fan, so I know he watches. But, for the most part, whenever I see Drake, I mean, he's so busy. He's on the road. He's running. So I see him after the concert. We'll talk for 20, 25 minutes. We'll hang out a little bit. We have mutual friends, and then that'll be it. If we talk about anything, we'll talk about the playoff run we had, or how well our team's doing, or the fact that I'm in Nashville now, and we keep it kind of high level that way. But he is a huge sports fan, and just very thankful for him taking the time to meet all of my teammates last night.
You brought up video game. Has the reality set in that you're on a video game?
I don't
know. That's like the coolest thing, right?
Yeah, and it's just like I forget about it, and then I'll see something on my Instagram or something with my face on it, or someone will make a comment, and I just think back. I'm like, wow, to be on the cover is a huge deal.
Think about when you're a kid playing video games.
I know.
Right? We all remember the covers.
I think it'll really sit in once somebody else is on the cover, because then I'll be like, oh, I'm not on the cover anymore. That's really cool that I was for a year. I'm just trying to embrace it and come into training camp ready to go and have a good season to justify the fact that I'm on the cover.
PK Subban with us here. PK, you've talked about meeting a guy like Drake, getting to know him a little bit. You appreciate, and because of what you do, you get a chance to meet a lot of different athletes. I can remember a couple of years ago you talked about how well you knew DeMarco Murray. Mm-hmm. So when you get into these circles, when you talk to another athlete in another sport, what do you enjoy picking their brain about to appreciate what they do and maybe they appreciate what you do?
Well, I mean, first of all, the best athletes in the world, they usually don't like to talk about their secrets and what they do to make them so great. I've been very lucky that the majority of the athletes that I've met are in other sports. So they'll share, you know, different things with me. Like, for instance, you know, LeBron James is a guy who I admire for not just what he's accomplished on the court, because there might be players in the NBA, like Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, that may have more rings and points and all that stuff. But I admire just how consistent he's been over his career and how dominant he's been during that time. You know, I can maybe think of one season maybe where he was a little banged up and you weren't sure if he was going to be able to dominate, and then he bounced back the next year and just shows that he still is the top guy in the league. And for him to do that at his age with the style of play that he has is pretty remarkable. So I know that last year I picked his brain and his team's brain on some of the trainers that he's been using, and I shifted all my stuff to kind of L.A. And, you know, I know my girlfriend Lindsay's lives there during the off season, so that helps, obviously, being there. But it was a different summer for me training-wise. It was a lot of fun just trying something different, waking up at 5 a.m. every morning to sunshine and no clouds or rain every day. I mean, it was living in California is a different lifestyle. But to be able to meet with some of the people that he's worked with in the past and bring some different things into my training is unique. I mean, I didn't do anything crazy to change anything, but just some tweaks here and there.
I'm sure that also keeps it fresh for you, right? You have this balance of life. You like to experience things, travel, see different things, but also you work extremely hard in the off season. So does that motivate you a little bit? Was that fun to say, I'm going to take on this new challenge and maybe this will get me to another level?
Yeah, you know what? I've been very lucky throughout my career. I've been fairly healthy, and I haven't missed very many games to date, and thank God for that. I said, you know, listen, the past two seasons and last year I was lucky enough to play all 82 games. I don't know if anybody on our team did, but the two previous seasons before that just had some bad luck and some weird things happen, and which isn't really the usual for me. I'm always, you know, take pride in being healthy and wanting to play every game, and did that last year. And this summer I wanted to take another step forward and really just managing my body, and I've always done that. You know, I got my own team of chiropractors, osteopath, massage therapists that travel everywhere and come see me on the road, come to Nashville to treat me, and I've always wanted to take care of my body so that I can play the game as long as I want to play and have that success. And you know, now I'm going to be 30 at the end of this year and can't believe it. This is my 10th year pro, 9th year in the NHL. It goes by quickly, so just trying to manage it so that I can hopefully play another 9 years, you know, or 10 years in the league.
How hungry is this team? I got to imagine that from the day you guys ended your season, you said, we want this group, we want them back, we don't want to make any big changes, and the team did not, that you've been looking forward to getting everybody back together and getting this thing cranked up.
Yeah, you know what, I think first of all, it starts with just our group of guys. I mean, last night we're at the concert and we just have great chemistry. You know, there's a sense of love for everyone and everyone loves each other. And I think that's really, really important. You know, you want to play hard for the guy next to you, you know, and I've never played, you know, on a team where we've had this good of a group. And I think that's why we wanted another crack at it as a group. We know that it's a business, and this is going to be our third year with the same core, and we have to make the best of it. And, you know, it's not any added pressure. I mean, you know, we had all that added pressure last year, and we showed that we could perform during the regular season and parts of the playoffs. Now we got to, you know, manage the regular season in a way that we can make the postseason, first of all, and then second of all, when we get there, is to make sure that we get the job done. And we know what it takes. I think a lot of young guys gained a ton of experience over the past two seasons, so I'm excited for everyone.
Dan Hamhuis is a guy that we got to know when he was a very young player and it turned into a veteran in this league. He's been gone now for a while and he's back. But he's a guy that brings a lot to the table, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. You know, he's a veteran player. He's played over 1,000 games in the NHL. Just having him around, and I think, you know, throughout a season, it's going to help to have a guy like that. You know, last year we had, you know, Scott Hartnell. You know, in previous years we've had Vernon Fiddler and these guys that have been around long enough that when we go through the ebbs and flows of a season, they can step up and say something and make everybody feel comfortable. And I think we have a lot of young guys. You know, I consider myself, Yost, Ecky, and Ellie still, and Joey and Forsberg still young guys. You know, as far as the league goes, maybe we're not the youngest guys, but I still feel we're a young core group of leaders, and we want to make sure that We're saying all the right things, but having a guy like Dan around definitely helps.
And one thing that
we consider you young too.
Yeah. And one thing that too is very apparent: the last few guys that have re-upped with the team, it looks very exciting to think about. This core can stay together for a long time. This isn't a window that's going to close anytime soon.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I know that.
Knock on wood, right?
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I have so much respect for this organization, Barb and Herb Fritz, the ownership group, and. David Poyle and what he's done over his career and tenure as a GM in the league, and how he manages the business, how he treats people. Peter Laviolette, I mean, speaks for himself, you know, what he's accomplished in the league as a coach, and just how they treat people, how they treat you every day, and giving everybody an opportunity to come into work and do their job. And it's just been probably the best point in my career, just playing in Nashville, coming to the rink every day. I've never been happier, and I just want to make the best of this opportunity. You know, I was brought in to help this team win and win a championship. I don't know how long I'm going to be here for, hopefully for a very, very long time, but I also understand the business, and I just want to make sure that I take care of what I can control, and that's helping this team win, and I want to do that.
All right, last thing. You've got the skating down. How's your skiing?
Well,
are you a good skier?
You know what? I've snowboarded before in grade 8. Anybody from the GTA region in Toronto knows Blue Mountain and Barrie, and it's about 45 minutes from Toronto to an hour. And I did some snowboarding there in grade 8. That's as close as I got to skis. I've never put on skis. But
really?
I can tell you that at some point, either during my career, let's knock on wood that nothing happens if I do that, but either during or post-career, I definitely will be getting on some skis and trying it out.
How do you think you'll be the first time? Do you think it'll be easy or hard?
I'm not sure. I've done snowboarding before, so I know the importance of carving and turning and not just going straight shoot down double black diamond. I mean, that's not going to work out too well for you. So I understand that. I know that much. Some people who ski for the first time don't get that. They just try to stay straight, and that's the worst thing you can do. You got to try to turn. So, but I don't know. I think I'd be learning from one of the best people to ever ski. So,
yeah.
Got a good teacher.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that part of her is not going to want to tell me too much at the start. She's going to want to see me fall down a few times first. So, yeah.
Hey, thanks for stopping by. Good to see you.
All right. Thanks, guys.